because how else you could touch your center of belief? So we will explain all this. Be careful and listen carefully. Who is the volunteer tonight?
Peter.
You are a volunteer? How dare you? Okay.
How the king made trial of the two slaves whom he had recently purchased. The king brought two slaves cheap and conversed with one of the twain. He found him quick-witted and answering sweetly. What issues from the sugar lip? Sugar water. Man is concealed under his tongue. This tongue is the curtain over the gate of the soul. When a gust of wind has rolled up the curtain, the secret of the interior of the house is disclosed to us. Whether in that house there are pearls or wheat, a treasure of gold, or whether all is snakes and scorpions, or whether a treasure is there and a serpent beside it, since treasure of gold is not without someone to keep watch. Without premeditation, he would speak in such a wise as others after 500 premeditations. You would have said that in his inward part there was a sea, and that the whole sea was pearls of eloquence.
Okay, I have to excuse me, but here is pearl. And of course pearl could be something like that, but the word actually is gohar. Gohar is Persian for Johar, means essence. So it's not pearl, it's the essence. Okay, what was going on? First, do not forget the explanation he gave to you. He said, let me tell you about talking and the tongue. That's the secret. Because all your secrets will be visible when you move your tongue. But with this, he doesn't mean this speaking only. Please do not forget that that chattering with yourself, you call it talking, to us is speaking. And that's one of the reasons that sometimes I'll express my shock, really. The people who don't know a good language, how do they think? I mean, when you don't know a language, your chatter is almost nonsense. It's happening inside you, but how do you go on with it? This is it. And it has started with this, remember? What are we talking about? Talking. Remember? It started with talking. What was at the beginning? It was kalam, remember? The beginning of humanity is language. Because this is how we really, in reality, are connected, aren't we? We are interconnected with the language. That's why in Holy Book, we say it started with the language, and the language was God Himself. Because communication is that. So remember, talking, language is something that will show you what's in you. So if you want to know who you are, one of the things is listen to this. This is talking. Listen to it. Be a judge sitting in a corner looking at yourself. And that self is talking. What is it talking about? Is it talking about nonsense? Is it talking about something important? Is it what? then he will stop it and will say, ah, let's come back to this. So remember that the language is the window to your mind. This fellow was so sharp that he didn't need a moment to think. He will talk as if he is an ocean, and this is the ocean of the talking essence. Yes.
The light that shone from every pearl became a criterion for distinguishing between truth and falsehood. Would the light of the criterion distinguish for us truth and falsehood?
And what does that mean? Could you translate it for me, bloody foreigner? No English speaking. What was that? Because here it's a playing with the words. It's poetry. One of the words is Furqan. Furqan is the other name for Quran. And Furqan is the name of a very special group with sort of extreme interpretation of Quran. So he's talking about, and Furqan word by itself means differentiation, division, dividing, something like that. So he's playing with these words. First, he brought it between haq and batil, truth and falsehood, and said it will divide these two. Then it went back to that and said the light of that Furqan will do farb, means the light of that Furqan will do the action of Furqan in a way. So it's poetic, how to explain it. He plays with the words because this is the place that he's trying for you to develop a feeling for the subject. There is this guy who talks fantastic, and he wants to exaggerate it in a way to cover all the different show of this, because this Ghulam is one of those. Your guess is form or essence, right? By itself should cover a field of explanation. So we will go to extreme, and here is not really translatable. So bear with it. Yes.
The light of the pearl,
which is the light of the essence.
Yes. Do you want me to say essence?
Doesn't matter.
The light of the pearl would become the light of our eyes. Both the question and answer would be from us.
Honest to God, it doesn't do, because here you say the shining light of the essence will help us differentiate between the truth and the falsehood. Something like that. And, yes?
You have made your eyes awry and seen the moon's disk double. This gazing in perplexity is like the question.
Means the light of the essence became the light of our vision. Therefore, we had the question and the answers at the same time. That was a little bit better. Yes?
Make your eyes straight in the moonshine so that you may see the moon as one. Lo.
No, you skipped one. You have made your eyes
straight in the moonshine.
No.
One verse before that. You skipped one.
Unless you have a line in there that we don't. She read it, the one about her eye.
Yeah.
Read it again.
Okay. You have made your eyes awry and seen the moon's disk double.
Means what?
process.
Who's telling you? Crossed eye. Yeah. He said, because of your crossed eyes, you see one, two. Yes?
This gazing in perplexity is like the question. Make your eyes straight in the moon shine so that you may see the moon as one. Lo, the answer. Tell your thought not to see awry and to look well. That thought is the radiance of that pearl. Whenever an answer comes to the heart through the ear, the eye says, hear it from me. Let that alone. The ear is
okay.
A ghost.
Isn't it difficult? Do you get the difficulties? Forget about it all, because it's difficult, yes. Because he's talking about a subject that I was telling you, and you forgot it already. Is this two things which are not two things, are one thing. But they look like two things. And in reality they are two, but they are not two, they are one. Because oneness is the essence of these two being two. Because they are not two, they are one. Does that make sense? That's what it is. Because form and essence are two descriptions of one thing. There is no form without essence. There is no essence without form. So form and essence are one, but they are not. Because they are like existence and non-existence. They grow from each other. So they are one, but you will see it too because you look logically to them. So they are two subject to you. But there is no two subject. It's one. They are both your slave. But okay, let me show you differently. Something you hear and you believe in. Your eye will defend and say, no, let go of that ear. Believe in me. Because seeing is believing, not hearing. Vision is important. I know that the ear is the best gadget for you. Why? If you were deaf, finished. Do you remember the kalam, the word, talking? Talking, which is the principle, you have to have 2 ears to develop it. Right? If you are deaf, you cannot talk. So you cannot communicate. Right? Is it true or not? You're talking to this alien. He's asking about the communication. You just gave him this explanation. He's laughing at you. You see what I'm doing? I'm reading. Reading is something else. I see it. And something I see, I know. Something I hear, I know that someone else knows. Because when you tell me about an experience, I don't understand it really. When I am involved in the experience, I see it happen, then I know it. Remember it or not? Do you remember? What was the word? Come on. There were 3 levels of understanding, yaqeen, remember? First was ilmul yaqeen. Knowing by knowledge is this. Knowledge with the language goes to your ear. You said, this is good, but there is a better one. Ainul yaqeen. Means when you see it, you believe it. And even that one is not that important. Haqqul yaqeen. Means when you are that. Means when you are unified with something, then you really, really believe it. Because it's like believing in yourself. Right? Here he brings it in. Why? Because the guy is talking good. And you're impressed, aren't you? Shame on you. Because talk.